When I was in my third year in theology, I had to go out of the seminary because we have the program of the SPFY, which is the Spiritual Pastoral Formation Year. And we were sent to a province where the formation year will be held. And the formation house is actually in the middle of a forest. But this is not an ordinary forest because it is a forest made of fruit trees. And in the middle of that forest, around 60 acres, properties around 60 acres, is the formation house and a chapel. And inside the chapel interior was very beautiful. The wall, there is a double-walled paneling using nara, which is one of the hardest wood in the Philippines. And it looks so nice. And the chapel is layered with mat, the local mat, and there were no seats. There's just a small table for the priest to celebrate Mass. And most of us who are in the formation would normally sit by the wall so that it can support our back. And you know, looking at the small chapel, it was so beautiful for us. But one day, one of the seminarians, while leaning on the wall, noticed that it was giving in. And he started knocking at it. There's something wrong. And he pushed it. And lo and behold, when he pushed it, it went through. So we told our formator, to cut the story short, the following day, we opened one of the panels. And when we opened it, the horizontal and the vertical braces were eaten by termites. So from the outside, it looks nice, great. But inside, it was actually rotting. And we started removing one panel. The braces were eaten by termites, another panel, until we removed actually all the panels because all the vertical and horizontal braces were eaten by termites, affected by termites. Why did I say this? You see, Jesus started in our gospel today by telling the Jews the practical Jewish piety, which is prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. But what happened was the scribes and the Pharisees were practicing it. They were practicing it not with the right motive and intention. They were practicing it as a showcase for who they are. When they pray, they went to a crowded place so that people would see it. When they give alms, they literally sometimes would ring a bell so that everybody would hear it. And when they fast, what do? They would look gloom so that people will see that they were fasting. Outside, everybody was praising them because they look good. But inside, they were rotting. Slowly, the termites of the world were eating them. Many times, Jesus would call them hypocrisy. In fact, in one of the Gospels, he said, "Beware of the leaven of the scribes and the Pharisees." The leaven is actually the hypocrisy of the scribes and the Pharisees because they demand so many things from the people, but they themselves would not lift a finger to help those who need help. And that is why it reminds us that when we do, especially the season of Lent, we are asked to intensify our prayer, our fasting, and almsgiving. But we have to do it with the right motivation and intention. Because the Heavenly Father, who sees in secret, will reward us hundredfold. But if we do it out of showcase for others, as the gospel says, we have received our recompense. During the Second World War, one guy towards the end of the war saved 669 children who were supposed to be sent to Auschwitz for extermination. He was able to save those 669 children. Nobody knew it. For 50 years, nobody knew it. One day, his wife, while going through his things, saw a diary. And in the diary, he saw the list of children. Children who are now all over the world, who have been helped by his husband. And for 50 years, he did not say anything. He felt the call of humanity to help, to be with those who are suffering. And he did not even want it to be known. By accident, it was known and publicized. The guy's name is Nicholas Winton. Our gospel today is reminding all of us, if we do something good, not only for other people, if we do something good for our own spiritual growth, let it be in secret. Because our Father in heaven, who sees everything that we do in secret, will reward us immensely. Please all stand.